considerable, what I call mental health. This is the last one, so we don't do our, so do any more.
And we're gonna.
Would you agree that one a day?
One a day.
One a day, it has to be something worthwhile in the world of the church. I just don't think there's enough in it for the other call for us to do, or is there? You don't think there is, of course, to do this kind of stuff for you. I mean, not that it's that much of a voice on the surface, but not any of this stuff really, really worth doing. Some of it is giving both passes from the chairman of the cancer group, say. And that is worthwhile because of our war on cancer. And it's Margaret UPS, our friend. That's the only one that's really worthwhile.
Each of the 10 employees will I have just been sent to the who are all in place.
I just kind of think on the East percent of this is where we are. The East percent of the line has a strong feeling that it's just a beer hit the shit out of me to have lunch at the demonstrator or something. How are you doing?
I have Julie's to this afternoon. Julie's going to want you to go.
She's pretty good. She'll
be there at 5.
They have announced it. They will make a point of getting out there.
We have an announcement.
I don't care who did it. It's been announced.
Yeah, but the word is out.
No, it's been in the paper drawn, so.
Yeah, it was on the wire.
So, it's been announced. So, I don't care. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying it's a fact.
Having announced it, and having the word out, people who do want to demonstrate will.
Yeah, sure.
If they can gin up some people out here this fast, they'll gin up some people in Gettysburg in 3 days.
Yeah, that's it. They'll go up in there, not any question.
I think
we just ought to.
Maybe you ought to just leave it there. Saturday night, tell the press school.
Yeah.
Not wait, don't wait till Sunday morning, but wait Saturday night. There's a press school covering in thermal.
Yeah, yeah.
Just tell them you changed your mind, the aid of Camp David. Just notify that you changed your mind, you'll be going to the Thurmont Church instead. Will you be, better wait till Sunday morning, just go to the Thurmont Church.
I think just go. Just go to the damn church.
You almost have to tell the minister, though.
What do you tell him? Tell him early in the morning. Say that it has to be done.
Now, this is probably Gettysburg minister and the Thurmont minister, but it's no both of them first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Wait till
well, then tell the vicar to put it first. I want Ziegler to say that the president has not made his plan for Gettysburg beyond and on. Judge Murphy?
said present, that
they doesn't.
President's plans are not set, that is, if the family is joining him and they have not made their plans for Easter Sunday, they won't.
Ron, you've got to get the press off of this kick on Gettysburg. It's not likely that I'm going to church now. You get it confirmed?
No, sir, I haven't at all.
I have said, I have been, tell them now that the wires, they should get off that kick.
All right.
That the president is going to Camp David.
Right.
And that they have no, that they have made their plan yet for.
All right, fine.
For the area, and that, they may go to the church, the president's mother used to go to, or find his parents, or, I mean, I think there's several churches in the area that haven't made it.
Well, I just say, well.
We'll know Sunday morning, and we'll give you plenty of time. Now, as far as people covering it, though, they'll have their people up there anyway.
That's right.
It's just a pool of their minds on.
Just a small pool, but this thing worked out, would have worked out great, but I don't know, when you arrived there, apparently, some people were there, but the
ministers.
We timed this, you know, a couple of press walked by, so you go in, but the cameras showed up there at 1 minute, or about, actually, 3 minutes before you walked out, so they didn't attract those guys, in fairness to them.
What they did, because they arrived before those guys, they walked in.
White said, I think one of the men.
Somebody, one of our people, did the stupid thing of going over there and advancing, and the moment you do, you see, you've got to make it absolutely, did anybody go over there, Bob?
Not to my knowledge, and I'll find out. Nobody, they were under strict orders not to go over there.
See, one Secret Service guy went there twice, that immediately kept them off. They're certainly going to have no interest in getting them out.
No. Well, he would have no interest, but he might knew you were coming.
Huh?
And if he knew you were coming, so if the other ministers on the stage knew you were coming, one of them might have mentioned it to one of the young ministers, and the young minister then organizes his little plaque, because that's what it was.
They were clergy.
In robes, yeah.
But the best thing they could yell is, what they yelled, it's a remember. No, well.
Going into this piece now.
Well, no one got that.
I know. What they got was the Christ.
Coming out, Christ died for all.
Well.
So what does that mean to anyone?
I don't mind that here, but I'm not going to have an Easter Sunday.
So right.
On Thurmont, you can sell them. We just haven't made. I felt impressed that this was an erroneous story with regard to going into the Gettysburg Church. Would you do that?
Yes, sir.
That's an erroneous story. That's quite a ways off. Just say
it. It's fine.
And we haven't made.
You'll probably go in. Somewhere. There are several places in the
heaven. One, the president's family is joining the Camp David. They haven't made a decision.
They haven't made a decision yet.
Right, because Mrs. Eisenhower may come up to the
camp. I didn't get into that.
Well, so that the wire story says.
Mrs. Eisenhower?
Yeah, the wire story is a complete rundown on the president's weekend activity. I don't know where it came from, but it has the president and all the first family going up. They're driving over the Eisenhower place in Gettysburg to visit with Mrs. Eisenhower.
Oh,
and then going to the Gettysburg Church.
Wow. That's just true. She did ask our church to our place for lunch. But I do feel that I've got to get this under control. I think the best thing to do is for you to get them off of the Gettysburg Church.
All right, I will.
And I think in some way, Bob, somebody's got to call the minister up there and say the president's plans are we don't want you to plan on it because he's going to make it, he's going to decide the plan. I want to be sure the minister knows that I have no plans.
Right.
No plans. And
if I could offer a suggestion, unless you do want to go to the Gettysburg Church, we leave that alone and let the impression be that he is going to the Gettysburg Church and then go to a church around Thurmont.
Well, that was.
One thing I'll do with that is Mrs. Eisenhower, that's her church. That minister would probably be horribly hurt if everybody planned it, you know, and then they all show up.
I think, in effect, that's what you're doing by what you're saying. All you're doing.
I think you should simply say that the president's not decided. I think we better leave that. We say we don't.
We're fine on that. I said that this morning.
So I'll just say that. Well, if you want to get off of that, you know, get it to her church because they haven't made any plans.
Fine, I knew that because I haven't even confirmed you're going to Camp David. I said I'd let him know at 4 o'clock.
Well, that's fine. Confirm Camp David. Let's say the church plans were
I just...
That?
Well, I'm just wondering, if I say that after a few of these people over here, I'm possibly finding the briefing that they may write that the president changed his reported plans, because I don't know where that other UPI story came from.
Say it for background then?
We'll let you know. I'll handle it that way.
Tell them where they may have gotten the impression of because Mrs. Eisner's going to have lunch actually with them at Camp David.
Okay.
That's one thing you can do. You can correct that. Apparently there's been a little mix up in the story that they are not going to the farm. That is true.
That's the way I handle it.
Because Mrs. Eisner is coming up to Camp David.
Could do. Let Julie and David go down to Gettysburg and go to church with Mrs. Eisenhower and then bring her back up for lunch afterwards. You and Pat going down to Thurman to travel. We got to have you and David in the picture. Are you sure you're
going to have it would be great to have Mrs. Eisenhower in
there. We ought to have them all in the picture.
If Mrs. Eisenhower could come up that morning.
Just get out of there and shame that they had to leave. I don't know. I suppose it would be Helen Thomas probably called Julie or maybe something.
It was a UPI story.
Huh?
What was a UPI story?
Probably called Julie or somebody. You say that he got this confused as I find that he's going to Camp David, but that she is coming up there for lunch. And as far as the church plans are concerned, they haven't made them yet. They will make them. We haven't gotten that for you yet, and I'll get it as soon as we have, but they're getting no plans yet on it. I'm sure it's a project. So we cannot say, well, what would they say? Well, I don't know.
I told you, don't call me, I'll call you. That's what I said.
The morning hours, they have the president's little church yard and all sorts of a lot of them around there. I just confused the hell out of
it. Okay.
Let me just go. Now, you see, I just feel, Mrs. Eisenhower is going to be horribly difficult about it.
If you can, you've got to avoid it. On the other hand, once you get in a church, word is going to be out here in it.
Thurman is a godforsaken place.
Yeah, they can't do anything.
And there's no college there. That's my point. It's going to take them a little time. It'll be an hour, right? So they're going to come right down to Penn State in an hour. My God, they can ride down to Penn State and Gettysburg and 18 other colleges over to that damn church. That's my point.
Yeah. Your family is easy, which is a demonstration of that to Mrs. Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Which is a, you know,
our intelligence reports that we've got.
It was leaked. It was leaked and they're planning a demonstration which would ruin everybody's Easter.
Okay. So we don't do that.
So we're just going to make sure we'll change. Make a point to Mrs. Eisenhower that she'd like to go to that church some other time.
Yeah, but always on a basis of tradition.
But not now. Sometime when you're at Camp David, you'll just run down at the last minute and go to church with her. That's the safest thing to do. Yeah, just...
I tell you, before you go, you're going to be going. You call Julie on the phone. She's been asking about this whole thing. She's
probably on her way out.
No,
I'll see if I can get her. If I can, I'll get her later.
Well, yeah. You think she's on her way?
I'll check.
You call her line in this office somewhere.
Yeah.
And say, now, Julie, here's the cool, cop. We just got to get this side off there. She's got a little thermal.
Right.
And we've got a little church there. And we'll find one. I don't even damn much.
No, we've got one. It's a good one. I'll stick one where Eisenhower went.
Right. And we've got to go to the Eisenhower Church in Thurman. That's what we want to do. And we just lay it out the oldest church culture.
Fortunately, Eisenhower went to practically every church there was. So anywhere you go, Eisenhower went.
Without the war, none of those little bastards would study for the ministry. They'd be in business or something. They have a hell of a deal with complex. They go out there and shut up. And that's true. That is the God's truth. You know?
Sure. And it's true of the large Baptist pre-minister types.
We have a lot of them trying to get